did get a reputation as being a wild-eyed beatnik. So I thought it would be funny to just
play. But I think you were a wild-eyed beatnik even from your intellect. Mm-hmm. Even then.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I don't know what he's the thank you. I don't know if I'm saying something. I thought you.
No, I like to be wild-eyed beatnik. Huh? I like to be wild-eyed beatnik.
Yeah, I understand.
The difficulty is, it does apparently create problems of communication sometimes, in, like in middle class and on this kind of television. So therefore, sort of as a way, it goes back to something that Swami Satchitananda said to me. I think we were all together the night that we met Swami Muktananda in New York, mm-hmm. about 11 years ago.
Yeah.
I said, how do you deal with your big beard? And he said, well, if you're going to have a big long beard, keep comb it neatly so people don't get frightened. Mm-hmm. And then I had trouble with Kerouac's mother, who kept saying, oh, he's a horrible bearded old lecher.
Yeah.
And it turned out that she had an allergy or psychic fear of beards. And I hadn't understood the message she sent.
Yeah.
And that was the reason I never could go visit Kerouac in his later years. And then once I shaved, after he was dead, they invited me over.
Sure.
And she said, you look so nice without your beard. I had an uncle who was very mean to me as a young girl.
Wow.
Who had a beard.
Well, one of the things a lot of us learned was that we didn't need the external trappings to have the internal freedom. We were using the external symbols to show the breakaway and the freedom. And that's one of the things that was interesting about the shift from the 60s into the 70s, was the going from the kind of faddish quality of clothing, hairstyles, and all that stuff as to who we... So we'd know each other, like, are you one of us?
Well,
and there was much
useful.
Of an us and them. That was one of the things that was uninteresting about the 60s in retrospect, was the kind of polarization that we all fed into. Alternative economics, alternative communities, alternative lifestyles, dress, clothing, mores.
I think that build up during the 60s excessively and was also fed into a Frankenstein build up by commercial interests. Like beginning 58 in North Beach, they were selling beatnik kits.
Beatnik kits, what'd you get, a false beard?
Yes.
Yeah.
They had one in Life magazine.
Dirt to put under your fingernails?
No, a fake beard, a pair of eyeglasses, maybe a hook nose or a goofy nose, a wig of long, dirty hair, and a beret, and a long cigarette holder.
Oh, exquisite. Oh, I wish I had one.
And they were also rent a beatniks for parties.
Yeah.
Which was actually a collaboration of sort of jerky beatniks. It was like lower non-literary beatniks, Big Daddy beatniks type, going around saying I'm a beatnik.
Yeah.
And and the local newspapers saw a funny story, and actually spread it so until high school kids thought that was the point. Mm. Until they maybe went down to North Beach and got into some tragicomedy and learned something funnier.
Yeah. It's hard for me to grasp that you, see, you had lived out a whole other alternative culture dealing with society in the 50s when
40s.
I was being straight establishment.
40s.
See, I was, because you were...
My nursing period in that area was 45 to 55.
When did you break away from established society? I mean, from an established, a model of yourself as somebody who's going to be a Columbia student, who's going to be a good member of the cultural...
When I got kicked out of Columbia in 1945.
How old were you then?
At the age of 19. For having had Kerouac sleep over in my room at a time when I was a virgin. And when the dean called me into his office and said, Mr. Ginsberg, I hope you realize the enormity of what you've done. And I suddenly realized I was surrounded by madmen.